Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The number of coronavirus cases is rising in the U.S. and it's being linked to a variant of the virus first identified in England. According to the CDC website, Florida has double the number of cases of this coronavirus variant than any other state. The more contagious form of the coronavirus is also called the B.1.1.7 variant. Florida added nearly 5,900 new positive coronavirus cases today and 42 deaths. The Tallahassee Democrat is reporting that a spokesperson for Governor Ron DeSantis says he has already received his coronavirus vaccine. Last week, DeSantis said he might get it publicly, but he never did. Many public figures have gotten vaccinated publicly as a way to encourage others to get vaccinated. Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren says that 2,750 Floridians are killed with guns each year. Today, he argued for universal background checks on all gun purchases.
For far too long, the issue of gun regulation has been too polarizing for meaningful dialogue. But this isn't a left-right issue or a red-blue issue or even a Second Amendment issue. This is a public safety issue, and therefore it should be about common sense. Common sense that we can impose reasonable regulations on the types of guns that people can own and who owns them. Look, we all want to keep guns out of the wrong hands, hands of criminals and domestic abusers and the mentally ill. Background checks are supposed to be the safety net to do that, but that safety net has become torn and tattered. That's why we need universal background checks. Universal background checks will make sure that every gun sold in this country goes through a background check. That's how we keep guns out of the wrong hands. That's how we save lives. Universal background checks repairs that broken safety net. This is a common sense solution to fix a problem that we know exists. This is how we protect our families, our children. We urge the senators, we urge the entire U.S. Senate to vote to pass the universal background check law to keep our families safe.
That's Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren speaking today in Tampa in favor of universal background checks on gun purchases. He says 93% of Americans support it. Tomorrow, President Biden will unveil a series of executive actions aimed at addressing gun violence. The St. Petersburg Police Department says a student has been arrested for having a gun on campus. Police arrested a 14-year-old ninth grade boy at St. Petersburg High School this morning for having a handgun on campus. He made no threats to students or the school. The handgun was reported stolen from a car last week. Conservationists sued federal wildlife managers yesterday over a new rule to protect sea turtles. Jenny Stiletovich reports the rule proposed by the Obama administration was stripped of some protections and weakened by the Trump administration.
When sea turtles were added to the endangered species list in the 1970s, their biggest threat came from fishing nets used by shrimpers and other fishermen.
If you think about shrimp trawls, they're pulling this net through the water, scooping up shrimp. But at the same time, you've got these sea turtles who are also getting caught in these nets. And sea turtles need to breathe air. So when they're caught in the nets, they become submerged for a long time and can drown.
Chris Heaton is an attorney with Earth Justice. He says the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Marine Fisheries Service began requiring fishermen to use special nets decades ago. A Duke University study found that by 1990, turtle deaths in the nets had dropped by 90%. So in 2016, NOAA proposed expanding the rule to include more fishing devices and smaller boats. Eaton says when the Trump administration rewrote the final proposal, they eliminated the additional devices and excluded smaller boats.
They haven't provided any real evidence or rational basis for doing that.
Agencies are required to consider the best available science when they change rules. In the lawsuit, Earth Justice and the other groups are asking a judge to order the Fisheries Service to use the rule originally proposed. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And finally, results from two experiments in the United States and Europe are shaking the world of particle physics. They suggest that something could be wrong with the basic way physicists think the universe works. That prospect has the field of particle physics both baffled and thrilled. A tiny particle called the muon is not behaving according to the rules. The muon is a fleeting, heavy cousin of the electron that's not part of the atom. A particle physicist says new particles, new physics might be just beyond our research. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow sunny and breezy with afternoon highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.